Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me. Let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes the saints are useful not only for instructing us in their virtues, making us want to be more like them in the way that they're holy, but because we can sympathize with their weaknesses. The little flower, St. Therese, was a notorious gossip. St. Monica was a recovered alcoholic. And St. Cyril was, shall we say, hot-tempered, like a certain Irish priest you might know. Cyril wasn't simply a guy who struggled with temper sort of in the ordinary way, like that he would get sharp with the people that he lived with or worked with, but he messed up rather profoundly, rather ultimately, very, very early on in his career. His uncle was the patriarch of Alexandria. In those days, while the bishops were celibate, it very often passed almost like in families from uncle to nephew to uncle to nephew. And his uncle brought him as a young deacon to a council that wound up deposing St. John Chrysostom from his bishopric. And I want you to think about this. If Bishop Joneson had gone along as a secretary to somebody 50 years before who'd gotten the Archbishop of Dubuque thrown out of office, how happy people would be later when he gets made the bishop. That's the kind of situation that you've got with Cyril. And the temper that got him into trouble at that early meeting continued to follow him. But we shouldn't admire the saints because of their vices. Rather, we should see in them a model of how it is possible to overcome. And Cyril eventually turned his vice, his struggle, into a kind of superpower. He made it the effective means by which he was able to defend the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title that comes to us as Mother of God. Now, those words roll off of our tongues in English today, 1700 years later, so quickly, so effectively, we don't catch the impact most of the time. But to call Mary the Mother of God is to very clearly and unambiguously call Jesus God. And we say that in the Creed every Sunday, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, who knows whatever the hell that means, right? Genuinely, like nobody, we don't track what we're saying. We're saying that the guy that walked around Nazareth was really God. We're saying that the guy that stirred up all the trouble in Jerusalem was really God. We're saying that the guy that sat at the table and said, "This is my body," could make it so because he was God. And once upon a time he had said, "Let there be light." And so there was. The title Theotokos, Mother of God, what comes to us as Mother of God, was created. It was invented in opposition to Christotokos, Mother of Christ. Now, we might say at this point, what's the difference? And there has been some development in relationships with people who speak different languages that maybe this does carry something different. But the reason we landed on Theotokos, the reason that word became so significant in the tradition, was because it declared unambiguously the divinity of Jesus. That Jesus really is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. That he really was from the foundation of the world. That all things came to be by him. That he is offered true worship with the Father and the Spirit. But the word Theotokos does not mean mother of God. It means God-bearer. It's used for mother in the sense that mothers bear us in their wombs and then birth us into the world. But the noun itself is neuter. It's not feminine in the way you'd expect from a word for mother. This isn't some weird ancient Egyptian transsexual thing, I promise. The idea here is that while Mary is the unique Theotokos, the one who bore God in her womb, every Christian is called to be a Theotokos. We are Theotokoi. We are intended to be God-bearers. And in just a few moments, you will receive God into your mouth and down in your belly, and he will sit as close to you as he did in the womb of the Blessed Virgin. What's more, like Cyril, even though our vices get in the way and we often make a mess of things, what we are each intended to do ourselves is then take that God whom we have borne and bear him to the world.